So what we need to do, given this giraffe, this gratitude shortage, this fuel shortage created by it, we need to build our lives around a steady stream of that energy. Just like Peter was telling us last night, how wonderful the world can be if we can make sure we get the energy source that can meet all of the needs of people around the world. How wonderful that would be. Well, we need to create in our lives the source of giraffe fuel that keeps us moment by moment conscious of this, the game of let's play the game, make life wonderful. It's the most fun game in town. And let's keep conscious of the enormous power each of us has to make life wonderful. So to do that, we've got to make sure that every day we do something to keep gratitude in our consciousness, given the aspects of the jackal world that we've just looked at, all of these reasons why there's such a shortage, there's all this pain going on. There will always be pain going on. So if we're going to get lost in the pain and not celebrate life, how sad that we only see that. So we need to take some time every day for gratitude. Now, I recommend strongly keeping a gratitude journal. I have been doing this for years, and it's one of the things, one of the few things I've done consistently and reliably. And even when I start telling myself, well, I have to write in my journal, I just stop for a moment and just remember why I'm doing it, and then it's fun to do it. And I thought I knew, I had originated this idea of the gratitude journal until I read this book, Simple Abundance, by Sarah Brethnach, and I saw just to what limits and what with what art she's shows people how to keep a gratitude journal. Anyway, in mine, the basic basis of it is gratitude.
What was the name of that book again?
Simple Abundance. Brethnach, Brethnach. Don't let people see you buy it, John, because she says in there it's for women. But don't let it dissuade you, because what I put in my gratitude journal every day to remind me of this game of let's play the game of make life wonderful. I play a game like we're going to play tonight, giving gratitude to ourselves. We're going to play that game tonight. So I would recommend every day start your day by remembering something you've done the day before or recently, something you've done that made life more wonderful. Write it down. See, write it down. I find how wonderful it is to look back maybe 6 months ago, just open up my gratitude journal and see 6 months ago what I was celebrating about myself. Same pleasure comes over me 6 months later. So anyway, write down first what you did the day before. Second, get in touch with how you feel recalling it. How does it make you feel what you did? And third, what need of yours was fulfilled by doing that? Now, this could have been something you did just for yourself, just to make life wonderful for yourself. It could have been something you did to make life wonderful for somebody else, and you liked how it turned out. But give yourself gratitude for this by writing down, first, what you did, second, how you feel about it, and third, what need of yours was met by doing it. Put words to that need, you see. It'll give you some practice expressing your needs more clearly, to look at what needs were satisfied. And then when you've written down these three things, savor it. Celebrate it. Now, how to do that? Whichever way works for you, whichever way gets you to see how wonderful that is, that you have that power. Just see it. See, my God, look at that. Look what I did. Look at how I feel about having done that. Look at what needs. Just savor, just celebrate that you have been given that power to do that. And come up with a creative, fun way to do it. Like for me, I give myself a flower. I'm too cheap to buy a real one, so I give myself a drawn one. I draw one on there. So I give myself a flower, you know? But I really do give it to myself. I give it in this sense of savoring of, my God, look at that. Just that little thing I did, and look at how I feel about having done it. Look at how what need of mine was met by that. And maybe the first three incarnations you do this, you'll have the jackal in there saying, how could you be so conceited as to sit there and think you're worth anything? And you say, yeah, jackal, I know that, but just let me sit here and savor for a moment, then do your thing. You see? So don't let that get in there. Just savor it. Really savor the power that you have to make life wonderful. And then do what we're going to give you a chance to practice tomorrow, to give gratitude to somebody else, that somebody the previous day who had done something, however little or big, the thing that you now want to stop and take a few moments to get conscious of. And again, write the three things down: what the person did, how you feel about it, what need of yours was met by the person having done that? Because, see, and then celebrate that. So I also give a flower to the other person. I draw a flower by it to really stop and think, wow, isn't that wonderful that that person could have done that? And what joy it brought me. And what need of mine was met by doing it. You see, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's something we do or the other person does. It heightens our consciousness of this power we have, to remind us of what is really fun. What is really fun is to make life wonderful for each other. It's not fun to be right. It's not fun to be rich. It's fun to make life wonderful. We know that. It's obvious. But we forget it, given our cultural conditioning. So we got to have this daily celebration of what's really fun.